Glory to Jesus Christ. We live in an era where we are constantly overrun with information. This is the age of information, and even this information technology at our fingertips. And the world is offering it to us like never before. And then an explosion of information through internet, TV, worldly books, magazines, and newspapers. For sure, all of these things I just mentioned can serve us for good. But most of the times, they cause pollution within our mind. There are mindless distractions that pull us away from what is truly needed in our life as Christians. All of these distractions infiltrate our inner life, whether we like it or not. And all of these distractions come with us even into the church, into our time where we try to pray, where we try to be in silence, where we try to read something holy. Even today, before we read the epistle and the gospel, the priest says, "Let us be attentive." It means that with all of our might to focus on what is being read. Because in these words, these holy words, we will find guidance on how to live a holy life. Sure, the readings repeat. Every year we hear the same thing. But they repeat because we either forget them or we are stubborn enough not to change our life according to the words that we hear in them. St. Ignatius says about the gospel that when we open the gospel to read it, we must remember that it will determine our eternal fate. We will be judged by it, and depending on how we lived in accordance to the gospel, we will either receive eternal blessedness or eternal punishment. We can choose to accept it or reject it, reject the will of our Creator and Redeemer. Our eternal life or eternal death is at our hands. We must consider how careful and wise we must be. Let us not gamble with our eternal fate. These are very strong words from St. Ignatius. But sometimes we need to hear that. This holy bishop is not trying to scare us or manipulate with us, but rather he's elevating us to the position that we will be challenged to become better and better Christians. Why is that? We cannot live a Christian spiritual life without knowing what God wants from us. How can we know God's will if we do not study His holy words? We can go anywhere on the internet or with our friends and we can hear this phrase, "You study what you love." So it is the same thing in spiritual life. Do we love God? Yes. We are here. We sacrificed our time. Then, also, we need to study His Word because we love God above everything else in our life. Gospel is not something that we read from time to time or on just Sundays. We should read it every single day. Even our church gives us, each one of us, a schedule of readings, what we need to read for that day. If we read the gospel or the epistle every single morning and meditated on those words spoken to us that we just read, can we imagine how our whole day can be formed by those words, and how our decision making can be decided by the words that we read in the gospel. But I'm sure that we have all experienced this too. There are some days where the epistle and the gospel can be a little bit too tough to understand, or it is difficult to pull out a commandment that we can put into a practice. St. Ignatius says that we should not think that it is enough for us to read only the Gospels without reading the Holy Fathers. It is a proud thought and dangerous thought. It would be better if the Fathers of the Church led us to the Gospels as though we were their beloved children, whom they raise and educated through their writings. I remember when I was a little bit younger than I am now, and I was working on a physics project with my classmates, and we were supposed to build a bridge, and then we would suspend a weight off of it to see how much it can carry. The teacher made it as a competition in our class to make us more excited. So while we were building a bridge, our teacher came to us and she said, "Why don't you step back and look at your bridge and see if what you're building makes sense." So we did. We stood for a while. And then we found out that if we moved one piece in the opposite direction on all four sides, it will strengthen our bridge multiple times. And because of this little suggestion, little aha moment, we won the first place out of the four classes. It was quite amazing. One little piece of advice changed the trajectory of the stability of the bridge. The Holy Fathers use the same method. They teach us the same way on how to approach the Gospels, how to read them, how to properly understand them, and what helps and hinders such a proper understanding. That's why it would be wise for us to first study the works of the Holy Fathers. Once these Holy Fathers have taught us how to read the Gospels, then the Gospel may become our primary readings. What I found beautiful is that when we read the Fathers, they explain us the Gospels, and then we read also the lives of the saints for each day. Many times, all the time, we can see that the saints were living their life according to the gospel, according to the commandment that was so strong to them that changed their life, changed their trajectory. And their martyrdom or death was a result of their love for the gospel, for God, for His words. Nowadays, there are many false prophets who base their scripture understanding on remembrance of the phrases. They can tell you exactly when they were, what number is the phrase. And they based it on feelings and wrong thoughts. They sound incredible. That's why thousands of people go to them to feel good. And most of the times, they don't even scratch the surface of the meaning of that scripture verse. They don't offer any depth. But when we turn our attention to the Holy Fathers, and when we read their practical advices on how to live a holy life according to the gospel, most of the times, if not all the time, we are in awe. And we get a sense that there is so much more to our own faith than we thought. The art of spiritual reading has disappeared out of the lives of the faithful, and it is time to bring it back. Matter of fact, spiritual reading is the third step in our spiritual life. After making the strict decision to live a holy life and finding a spiritual father who can be a saint whose writings we are reading, then the third step is to actually study the writings of the spiritual father. Now let me be a little bit clear. I'm not talking about academics. Academics ruin spiritual life. I'm talking about spiritual writings done by a saint who teaches these practical steps on how to live a holy life and how to understand the Gospels more clearly. So let us be careful of this flag that is filling out the world. And let us run away from these distractions of the world. And let us become spiritual children of the saints who are willing to teach us practically on how to approach the reading of the Gospels and how to properly understand them and imply in our life. By doing so, we choose to go on the narrow path to salvation. Glory to Jesus Christ.